You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
That's right, I'm afraid the sunshine is in the rearview mirror for now. We have cooler temps and clouds and showers in the forecast. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the onshore flow that's causing this big shift in our weather. Also, recent torrential rain in Kauai. Is there a connection with our weather here in Western Washington? First, let's hear the details on the forecast. Cliff, a marine push is stealing our sunshine. Is that right?
That's right. Yesterday got 80, even middle 80s in lots of places in Western Washington. Today's going to be a good 20 degrees cooler. Last night, we had an onshore flow that brought cool marine air into Western Washington. So the winds were offshore, they turned onshore, temperatures dropped. Today's only going to get up to around 60 degrees, be cloudy most of the day, so a big, big change.
Let's repeat that. It's a 20-degree change.
That's right. We went from offshore flow, which brings us warmth and clear skies, to onshore flow, so it just brings that cool marine air in. Then tonight, we could get some rain. There's an upper-level low that caused this onshore push, and that is coming towards us. There's showers right now in Oregon. They're going to move up into our region later in the day, so we'll have some rain overnight. Tomorrow, I'm afraid we're going to have clouds, showers. Temperatures only getting up into the mid-50s, so Saturday's going to be a radically different day. And Sunday's going to be more of the same. Mid-50s, clouds, showers. So, you know, it's going to be kind of a wet weekend. Not heavy rain necessarily, but there will be showers on and off. Monday, Tuesday will start improving. And I think by Wednesday, Thursday, another ridge of high pressure will build in. Temperatures will jump back into the lower 70s. So we're going to see sun again, but it's not going to be for several days.
A 20-degree drop like that, is that a common thing to happen at this time of year in the scenario that you described?
It's not unusual. It's a phenomenon called the onshore marine push. And so it works this way. A high pressure builds into the east of us. We get offshore flow that's going towards the ocean. So we are all of a sudden not experiencing any marine air. So that makes us warm. And also the air sinks on the western side of the Cascades, and as it sinks, it gets compressed and it warms, and so we get even warmer. So that's the offshore flow. Then, as upper-level lows approaches us and the high pressure moves away to the east, the marine air surges in. And that air has been over water that's about 50 degrees. And offshore, there's a lot of low clouds this time of the year, and that all surges in. And then we get this rapid temperature fall. And so last night was classic. Spring often brings these strong onshore pushes, even into the early summer. So it's not that unusual. It's a part of Northwest weather.
And rain, of course, is also, we like to talk about record-setting rain. It's always interesting when we have that. But the records that we've been seeing lately really pale in comparison with what Kauai saw just around tax day.
That's right. On the 15th, there was a 24-hour rainfall total at a station near Hale on the north side of Kauai that received, and you're not going to believe this, 49.69 inches in 24 hours, almost 50 inches in one day. Now, that breaks the all-time record that occurred in Texas back in 1979 of 43 inches. So this is a huge record. The highest one-day total of any place in the United States.
Now, the Weather Service isn't completely confirming that yet, right?
That's right. This is at an unofficial station. It's a cooperative station. It probably is reasonable because there are other places nearby that had totals almost as high. And the reason they had this kind of precipitation was that they had moist, unstable air that came into Kauai. Now, Kauai has this big mountain range, and precipitation tends to increase as you go up the mountains there of Kauai. That's pretty normal, and it's a very wet place. But the air was very close to being unstable, and that means there's a tendency to develop thunderstorms and convection. And so as the air came in off of the ocean and started to rise, these thunderstorms started occurring. They even called this thunder trades there in Hawaii. And you had intense convective thunderstorm showers right there in the foothills of the mountains of Kauai. And that those thunderstorms kept on redeveloping over those 24 hours. And that is what produced this enormous precipitation.
Now, what is the connection between that and our weather here?
Well, we have our own version of this. Do you ever drive up to the pass and notice heavy showers near North Bend, something like that? I do all the time. And when we have relatively unstable air coming in off of the Pacific, it comes in against the Cascades, and we have convection, thunderstorms, and heavy showers that tend to build at the bottom of the terrain. This is places like North Bend that are in the foothills. So the air comes in, thunderstorms, and convection gets released. Heavy showers are there right at the lowest elevations, and it can really, really pour. So that's sort of our example of it. It happens other places in the Northwest. It happened near in Bellingham several years ago as well. So, you know, what happened in Kauai was a world record, but we get a piece of that here in the Northwest.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.